You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. Stand up straight and breathe, grasshopper. Two of the more important elements in athletic performance are proper posture and proper breathing. Unfortunately, these two elements are frequently touted by practitioners of Eastern mysticism as very important in the development of so-called chi power. This pseudoscientific claim muddies the waters and obscures the true benefits of good postural and breathing habits, leading to the mistaken notion that the cultivation of a scientifically unproven, quasi-magical life force is the primary reason for practicing proper breathing and posture when training in the martial arts. As I said before, proper breathing and posture are important, but the value is easily understood through physics and physiology. No appeal to magic is necessary. Proper breath control is useful in a number of situations besides when practicing the martial arts, including singing opera, scuba diving, running, playing a wind instrument, powerlifting, swimming, childbirth, and many others. Only in some traditional practices such as yoga, qigong, and a number of martial arts styles, is breathing thought to assist in the generation of a life force that purportedly, when cultivated to a high level, enables the practitioner to perform supernatural feats and enjoy health benefits beyond those of a simply healthy lifestyle. In an evidence-based world, proper breath control yields a number of benefits. One is that the muscle contractions that are integral to proper breathing also assist in keeping your core solid, helping to maintain the kinetic chain of your muscles from head to toe, and vice versa. Good breath control is an important component in tactics for surviving many choking attacks, specifically attempted choking attacks that are not being applied optimally. Proper breathing gives you a constructive mental focus in times of stress, like when warming up for an important sporting event, or when trying to stay calm as someone is pushing your buttons in an attempt to goad you into a fight. Probably the most important reason for competent breath control is that it allows you to make more efficient use of your cardiovascular fitness. If you've ever gotten that pain in your side while running or swimming, often called a stitch, you have experienced one unpleasant result of improper breathing technique. It's even possible with the proper technique to breathe through and eliminate the stitch without stopping, one of the cooler breathing tricks that I've learned. As for proper posture, if you type straight spine and chi into your internet browser, you'll find hundreds of articles once again muddying the waters by asserting that keeping your spine straight is necessary for the optimal flow and generation of chi. The real reasons for straight posture in the martial arts stem from the principles of biomechanics. Of course, nearly all striking techniques employ rotation of the trunk and/or hips to generate power, and it's difficult, if not impossible, to rotate properly without a straight spine. Imagine how badly a pair of wheels would work if the axle connecting them was significantly curved instead of straight. Another benefit of a straight spine is the ability to safely and effectively support more weight. Anyone who has ever injured their back because of poor posture when attempting heavy deadlifts can attest to that. An interesting facet of this occurs in Muay Thai. When striking from outside of clinch range, the smart fighter keeps his chin tucked down. If his chin is not properly tucked, it offers a target for an easy knockout. However, the instant your opponent reaches for your head in an attempt to pull you into the clinch, you must snap your chin up in order to correctly align your head with your spine. If you don't do this properly, the opponent can easily pull the crown of your head forward and down, using your head as a lever. You can understand this if you have ever done a headstand. Imagine while doing a headstand that you momentarily lose focus and allow your chin to drop to your chest. You would feel an instantaneous collapsing effect along your spinal column. Please don't actually try this. It's dangerous. Getting back to our Muay Thai fighter, if he correctly lifts his chin when the opponent grabs his head, the effect is dramatic. Not only can his head not be easily pulled down, the opponent could probably do a set of pull-ups while holding onto his head. Another example of the benefits of proper posture occurs in jiu-jitsu. Most of us wouldn't consider the importance of posture when fighting on the ground. As it turns out, it's just as important on the ground as it is when standing. The value of proper alignment of the postural muscles is an example of what I call the mismatch principle of grappling. If you can get your opponent to pit his arm or leg muscles against your postural muscles, assuming you're keeping your spine properly aligned, you will have a distinct advantage over them. There are a number of ways of tricking your opponent into making this mistake. Your postural muscles evolved to stand up to the pull of Earth's gravity for a busy day of hunting and gathering. If you practice proper postural habits throughout the day, your postural muscles are doing resistance training against gravity all day, every day. The resulting strength and endurance could easily outdo and outlast the strength and endurance of your opponent's limbs. In a sense, it's completely understandable why some people believe that the reason proper breathing is important is for the cultivation of prana, chi, ki, innate intelligence, vital force, or whatever you might call your particular flavor of magical life force. Humans of the ancient world were just as smart as modern humans. They just didn't have access to the information we do today. They had no understanding of the true nature of the respiratory and circulatory systems. No knowledge of the existence of the various component gases of Earth's atmosphere. Of our need, along with other animals, to take in oxygen and to expel carbon dioxide. It was, however, easy to see that when a human or other animal was prevented from breathing, it died. That's compelling empirical evidence. In the absence of any knowledge of biochemistry, it would be plausible to a smart person in the ancient world that breathing generates a life force. Hell, the original translation of qi was breath, not some form of energy. This purported life force probably became the accepted explanation for the purpose of breathing, and became entrenched in the way most pre-scientific explanations for phenomena became entrenched. And then, one generation of wise men passed this concept on to the next for centuries, or even millennia. In the modern world, the scientific method exerts pressure to regularly examine accepted explanations for natural phenomena. Without this pressure, these pre-scientific explanations morph over time into ancient wisdom. Once a concept achieves the status of ancient wisdom, it commands great respect and even reverence by some folks, even to this day. But, to quote the skeptical comedian and musician Tim Minchin, I don't go in for ancient wisdom. I don't believe just because ideas are tenacious, it means that they're worthy. Eloquently expressed. And it sounds much better when Mr. Minchin sings it. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.